Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the hotline is Austin Meadows. Austin, nice to talk to you again. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure. And I wanted to ask you just, it's been a roller coaster a little bit for you for the last couple of weeks. And the first thing I wanted to ask was, being a guy that was drafted as high as you were, a star in high school, coming up through the minors, had you ever gone through a stretch in your career at any point, even going back to high school, where you weren't playing every day? And if so, how difficult was that for you to adjust to?
No, I haven't really been through a stretch like that. You know, when I'm healthy, obviously I've been hurt multiple times over the past couple of years, and obviously that's the time I haven't played. So, but obviously being healthy and not playing, yeah, it's something definitely I had to adjust to, especially that last week in Pittsburgh and coming off the bench and being ready to pinch hit and situations needed me to. And that was kind of my mindset the last week. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely – obviously, you want to, especially out of Pittsburgh, you want to help the team win, you want to start, you want to play every day. But obviously, when you have to pinch hit, you have to kind of shift your mindset a little bit. But being able to still get the games and try to help the team win, still, that was a blessing to be a part of that.
What are the challenges that come with being put into those situations where you're going to get one crack at it, maybe, to help the team in a pinch hitting situation? Like mentally, what's your adjustment process knowing that that's going to be the case?
I think, you're pinch hitting, you have one pitch to hit. I think that's kind of how it works out. And you want to be aggressive, especially in the count. If that pitcher lays a fastball in down the middle or somewhere where you definitely want to be up there swinging. You're obviously not going up there to take or to walk. So for me, it's just there was an aggressive mindset, kind of the same mindset, similar to, if I was starting every day, but just a little bit more aggressive when I come into the game and pinch hit. And for me, it's just being ready at all times from the first inning on, going into the cage the third or fourth inning to get some swings and get my body prepared. But mainly being prepared the whole game, being locked in throughout the whole game, because you never know what can happen.
Austin, there was a story the day you got sent down, actually. You spoke with Rob Biertemple of The Athletic, and the headline on that story that day was "Confused and Frustrated Austin Meadows Demoted to the Minors." I'm curious if you think that's an accurate headline on what your feelings were. Were you confused? Obviously, frustration when you go back to AAA, but were you confused about something? And if so, what?
I would say a little bit. I was kind of, for me, it was just obviously in that Dodgers series the weekend before everything happened. I started those three games, played a lot of San Diego as well, and then kind of was off for those days. I was off, I think, the day after that, which was kind of normal. I think we're facing lefty, and then consecutive days after that, I was a little bit confused about what was going on. But for me, it was just having the same consistent mindset every day. Even though I wasn't in the lineup that day, being prepared to get into the game and not let it affect me as much as I could, just because, in this game, if you kind of let, obviously I know the Pirates have a plan in place, and if you try to, start questioning stuff like that and start getting down and frustrated, I think that can kind of lead to a poor performance on the field. So for me, it was just for a certain amount of time, but I know that there's a plan in place, and for me, I tried not to question as much and just go out there each and every day and continue my consistent routine like I was going to get in the game.
Now, when you were red hot at the beginning, there were days even then when you were sat down, and I'm curious, did Clint Hurdle or anybody else sit down with you and say, listen, this is the plan. You're not going to play every single day.
No, he didn't say that. Those direct words. Obviously at the time, the three starting outfielders, Corey Starling and Gregory. Those guys have been really hot lately. You know, I kind of knew that for me. I was kind of the odd man out in that situation. And that's kind of how it's all. I wanted to put the best lineup up each and every night. But yeah, I mean, you know, come up to me and tell me I wasn't going to play the first tournament. Just kind of, you know, kind of explain, you know, some things I'm working on right now with my swing, and I want you to work on some things in the outfield and work on getting better. You know, obviously going through a bit of a lull at the plate lately. For me, it's just trying to be consistent in my routine again, and trying to find each and every way, even though I wasn't playing, to be able to try to figure some things out, whether it's, you know, the machine in the cage or stuff like that. So I was trying to do everything I could, even though I wasn't playing, to kind of get back into the routine of things.
Did you feel, you said you were in a little bit of a lull at the plate, and we're talking to Austin Meadows right now and Starkey and Mueller. Did you feel like there were things that were off? Like, I know you don't want to obviously talk about this or that in specifics, but did you feel like that what the coaches were saying about maybe mechanical things rang true when you went and watched film or did anything like that?
Personally, you know, me, I felt good. I felt good the whole time I was up there. Obviously, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs in baseball. That's kind of part of the game. It's kind of, you know, it's obviously hard to, you know, hit 350, 400 for, you know, a straight month or two. So for me, I was blessed to have that really hot start the first 2 or 3 weeks while I was up there. And, you know, for me, I was still hitting the ball hard. You know, I was still hitting the ball hard right at people. And that's kind of how it goes. You know, you're gonna find hits sometimes, and you're gonna get lucky in this game, and then sometimes you're gonna do everything right and line out. So, for me, I felt really good and consistent at the plate. I felt like I was in a good spot mechanically, and I felt like I was in a good spot mentally at the plate. And like I said, you just kind of run into things sometimes in baseball.
So I would imagine you're hoping to be back here pretty soon, Austin. And it sounds like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, it sounds like you feel like you should have stayed here. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I start, like, you know, I was supposed to be up there for, I think, 7 to 10 days with Starling on the DL, and, you know, I forced the Pirates' hand into kind of keeping me up there, and, you know, obviously in my spot, earning the, you know, the rotation going on up there. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I felt like I, you know, earned the right to stay up there personally, you know, with pretty solid numbers at the plate, and, you know, making plays on defense and stuff like that. I don't think anybody would kind of feel that way about earning their spot to be on the team. I know that the Pirates have a plan in place, and hopefully I can get back up there soon.
Austin Meadows, couple more minutes. He's going to join us here on Starkey and Mueller. With Neil having said that there would be kind of a four-man outfield rotation, did you not allow yourself, even when things were, you started off just red hot, to think of it as, hey, I'm earning kind of a starting role here? Did that temper at all? Was that in the back of your mind, like tempering the work you were doing on the field and at the plate, saying, well, this is what it is. I'm not going to allow myself to think in those terms, or what?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when I got up there, they filled me in on the four-man rotation. Obviously it's different. You know, a lot of teams don't really run into that kind of situation. But for me, I was just blessed to be playing alongside those guys. Alongside that amazing outfield they have up there, and being able to kind of rotate and give guys rest, and just kind of fill in the room. Obviously, it's different, especially for the starters, a little different situation, but we were able to kind of cope with it for those first 2 or 3 weeks, and everything was going really smooth and really well. You know, we obviously didn't win games as we wanted to, but that's kind of how baseball goes. Like I said, it's going to be up and down, and you know, luckily the last couple of weeks we were able to get a lot of good wins for our belt, and it was good to be a part of.
Austin, how did you notice pitchers attacking you differently that the average person could understand? What were they doing? You know, I'm looking at your average here. It was like 409 after the first month you were up here. What did they start to do?
Guys would get ahead on the corners a lot more. You know, for me it was, yeah, they were still making some mistakes, but obviously not as many as they did in the first couple weeks I was up there. Guys kind of got more of a feel and more of a scouting report on me, and kind of knew the weak spots, I'm sure, and a little bit more of a scouting report, like I said, the more I was playing. And I think guys kind of adjusted to it, and guys throwing a lot of their off-speed for strikes, hitting the corners pretty well, and just making good pitches. And sometimes you got to tip your cap like that, and for me, I thought I still felt comfortable. I felt like I was still being aggressive in the box. Obviously, you're not going to get the results you want every single day out there. And for me, I felt like now I'm still in a good spot, and I'm going to keep it going.
Do you feel like Super 2 had anything to do with them sending you back?
I'm not sure. For me, I just try to focus on baseball. You know, I think obviously that's in their hands to worry about the business side of things, and I can't give you an answer on that. For me, it's just trying to go out there and focus on baseball and not trying to worry about the business side of things, and that's for them to handle. So, yeah, I can't give you an answer on that.
Austin Meadows, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk to us again, man. Thank you.
See you soon.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.